Right. Good. Let's move on to some music now. Because of You is the new track released by Ross Learmonth of formerly of rock band Prime Circle. He released his debut album last year, you'll remember. He sold out coastal tours. He opened for Deacon Blue back in February. Oh, Deacon Blue. The music of my youth. Absolutely delighted that we're going to be playing you Ross's latest track Because of You at the end of the show. But for now, let's welcome him to the show. Ross, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, listen.
How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Quite thoughtful. Quite thoughtful today.
But
doing well and thrilled that you've got new music out. I wonder for you in putting out new music, is there always that anxious anticipation of how it's received, or in that creative process where you finally birth something into the world, is it just a case of putting it out there and it will be received how it is received? Is there a freedom to that?
Yeah, I do that. I put it out and just, I don't look at the numbers. I don't look at streams. You know what I mean? There's other people that want to tell me, and I say, don't tell me anything. Because, you know, I just want to focus on this song. There's been so many things building up to that release. I love release day. It's always an exciting thing when a new song gets put into the world and you put yourself out there, especially a song like this. It's quite vulnerable and quite to the heart. So, yeah, release days are always different, but generally I try not to get caught up in all of the stuff behind the scenes.
Ross, talk to me a little bit about that. I suppose the vulnerability that is required of an artist when you've formerly been in a collective and then you take the leap into doing your own solo work. There's going to be, I would imagine, people who've got eyes on you and seeing how different, how similar. How did you navigate that in that process, particularly in reflection to the debut album that was released last year?
It felt pretty natural to me. It's always been a musical journey. This life, I will play a chord, hopefully, on my deathbed one day, like as my final. You know, I want to play music for the rest, you know, of my life. So
yeah.
It's a musical journey, and I think this has just felt quite natural. And you know, people part ways and move along, but mm-hmm. This has felt like a really great sort of, yeah, road to be on, you know.
Yeah. In terms of your own, what you're listening to and what the music, perhaps let's go back, and the music that you grew up on and how it may or may not have influenced your compositions and what you put out there today. What were some of the, give me some names just so I can place you as a younger Ross. What were you listening to?
I was quite an angsty kid, so obviously I had my Nirvana
sure,
you know, t-shirts, and we were all Nirvana and Pearl Jam and that kind of thing. But
yeah,
my sister was of The Cure and Depeche Mode, and those kind of amazing bands as well. So it was quite an amazing thing. And then my parents were playing a lot of, you know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. So it was a lovely mix in our house.
Oh, that is a lovely mix. The Cure. Yeah. I haven't heard The Cure. I grew up not too far away from where Robert Smith grew up. And I often think, my goodness me, yeah, The Cure, that was the angsty. I had friends who had older brothers, and they were kind of doing that angsty The Cure thing a lot, and wearing a lot of black, dyeing their hair black, and wandering around in sort of death metal t-shirts.
Strange creatures.
Yeah, exactly. And then these days, where do you, what do you seek solace in music? Is it in music and other people's music? Like, what are you listening to? If I was to check out your Spotify or follow you to a gig in a non-stalkerish type way, where would you be going and what would you be listening to?
I've got a much broader listening now than I used to have. I listen to like a lot of soul, like Leon Bridges, and then I listen to Maggie Rogers, who's a little bit alternative, and Luis Del Mar. So there's some amazing kind of, I love to listen to a broad spectrum of style.
Yeah. Talk to us about Because of You. It is out now, isn't it? It is out now?
Yes.
Came
out yesterday.
Now. Okay.
Yeah. And it's on all streaming platforms. It's a simple song with a strong message. And I think it's sort of, you know, when you get caught up in your own emotions and you get lost in yourself sometimes, this is sort of a song about the other person trying to show you your worth.
Yeah.
So in a way, but I think everyone must find their, I love it when people find their own meanings in songs. So, you know, it's up to everyone now to find your you in the song.
Beautiful video, simply shot, very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Shot by a guy called Jimmy, and brilliant. He had such a great eye, and it was, I love doing simple videos like that. It's just, yeah.
Talk to me about all of the I want to talk to you about, I suppose, fame, really, and how it connects to the artistry. Is it something that, I mean, do you enjoy doing stuff like this? Do you enjoy the fact that, you know, on a Saturday morning you've got to speak to me? Is that a part of the deal that you do reluctantly, or is it, how do you feel about it? Because I know some artists love it, some artists don't love it, some feel that it gets in the way of the work. What's your take on it?
I think at the end of a press run, sometimes you can get a bit bored of talking about yourself.
Yeah.
And a bit, you know, you're just dying to hear other people's stories and that. But I'd be worried if people weren't asking. It's the same as people say, I'm so sorry, can I take a photograph? But I'd be worried if they didn't want to. You know, it's in the end, that's your boss.
Yeah.
And in a weird way. So it's nice to connect with people and to be able to talk about, you know, your creative process and,
I'm fascinated by how creatives, you know, and I write, so I sort of have an idea of that creative process and how it is for you. And somebody once described to me writing a book as just being a collection of words, not that anybody necessarily sits down and says, right, this is the beginning of the book and this is the end. And I wonder how that, if it's a similar analogy that one can draw with doing music. Even, you know, yes, you've just put out a new single and you're doing the promotion for that single, but are you collecting all the time for sort of the next album, or how does that work for you?
I'm building a songbook. I can't not write, so I write every single day, and I'm constantly, I've got hundreds of songs in my head, so I'm building the songbook, and it's something that I don't know. I'm drawn to. It's an impulsive thing. It's my obsession, but I just love it. And so I'm constantly writing music all the time, and just trying to test myself and, you know, talk, you know, through whatever I'm going through sometimes, or just keep creating.
And I have to ask, and it's a horrible thing to ask when you've just put out one piece of, you know, one creative enterprise, and then someone says, and when's the next one coming? You think, hold on a second, give me a bit of a break. But I'm afraid I am going to be that person, because this is the seat that I sit in.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to album number two? Are you looking forward? Is there something, you know, collaborations? What is the dream for you, or what is still left to do in the foreseeable?
I'm working on a bunch of collaborations at the moment. We're just finishing them off. I've got a lot of songs in the pipeline, so I will be releasing every sort of 4 or 5 months, I hope, maybe even sooner. A lot of stuff like this, it's being solo now is just invigorated me to create more. And so there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out. I can't wait.
Yeah,
these songs, it's always nice when you've got songs burning holes in your pocket, and I've got a lot of those, and I can't wait for everyone to hear them.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. Ross, it's been a pleasure to have you. Would you introduce your new single for us?
Yes, this is Ross Learmonth, Because of You.
Lovely.
My new single.
Thanks, Ross.